Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe the Rooster Russo.
We get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Welcome aboard. It is overtime on a Wednesday late afternoon, early evening in the nation's capital and beyond. Right here, 106.7 The Fan. And the radio.com app. We're with you until 10 o'clock tonight at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Certainly it was a fiery Tuesday night around here. You know, look, sometimes you peel back the layer of the onions and sometimes you never know what you're going to get. You know, like the bottom line is this, you do something authentic and you ultimately sometimes wind up saying something that you don't necessarily want to say or wish it had come out different. So I'm going to start off tonight's show with addressing this and then we'll move on right out of the gate. And this is my own thing that I want to say, okay, just so everybody knows. Last night on the show with JP Finley, I went a little bit too far in trying to describe my frustration with the Redskins' top executive, Bruce Allen. It wasn't my intent to make it any kind of personal attack at all. It became one. I'm absolutely willing to admit it became one. And I do apologize to Bruce for that poor choice. So I'll let that stand. You guys can comment however you want on Twitter. I'm not going to really take a whole lot of calls and conjecture about it because I don't want this to be about me, even though it's my show, I guess. Even though it's the forum that I'm provided, I will just say this. I'm interested in doing a sports talk radio show, and I want the Redskins to win. Why do I want the Redskins to win? I want the Redskins to win because there are many, 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 many loyal diehards that have paid a lot of money, have invested a lot of emotions and a lot of time in the Washington Redskins as a football organization. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. You can go to games, you can go to a bar, you can watch every game, consume every product, you can buy jerseys, you can buy all sorts of merchandise. You can do a lot of different things in a lot of different ways that you can support any sports team and specifically the Washington Redskins. I want them to win. Why do I want them to win? It does nothing individually, if I'm being honest with you, for me. It does nothing individually for me. But the city that I live in, the city that I work in, a team that I am around, and a team that does have good people working for it and trying really hard, should be rewarded. Fans that have invested a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of emotion and a lot of anxiety should be rewarded. So occasionally, you let those frustrations of 27 years of mediocrity, if that's a word, of 20 years of Dan Snyder's ownership, of 10 years of Bruce Allen's leadership, occasionally you get a little frustrated because I want them to win. I want them to win for you. I want them to win for all of us. Think about it. We all benefit if the Washington Redskins are beyond relevant again. Never mind if they're a championship contender or a championship team. You know, you might go, oh, man, I'm tired of the Patriots. Could you imagine if that was the Washington Redskins? How good that would feel. How you would walk around Washington, D.C., or Southern Maryland, or Northern Virginia, or Central Virginia, thumping your chest, feeling pride about your football team, about your city, about where you live, about who you invest your entertainment dollars in. Think about that. We all want them to win. We all want them to win. People might say they don't want them to win. Trust me, it's better for everyone when they win. I think we all found that out with the Washington Capitals. And it didn't just take the Capitals to do what they did to figure it out, but it just showed it. It re-emphasized it. Oftentimes, media is accused of being negative and wanting the worst case scenario. There's times where that is true, where dysfunction, chaos, disaster, mayhem does benefit certain segments and parts of the media world and of the fan base. There are times that that is the case. Here's what nobody wants. 27 years of mediocre at best product. 20 years of not being able to get it right. 10 years of not being able to fix what was already broken, and in some arguments, making it worse. In some cases, making it worse. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. I want the Washington Redskins to win. That's not me saying anything out of line, out of character, than what I've always said. I've always wanted the Redskins to win. Why? Because it's better for everyone. Why would we want a disaster on our hands? Why would we want constant chaos? We don't. A little bit? Sure. A little sprinkle of it? Sure. Do you know what it's like for those in Boston who have had to deal with plenty of chaos, but pretty much every Monday morning that they wake up, they're celebrating another win. They're celebrating another championship, another ho-hum division title. When Tommy just leads the way. Do you know what that's like? The answer to that is no, you don't, unless you've been up there and unless you're a Patriots fan. Because it doesn't happen, never mind in Washington, it doesn't happen in any other NFL city. But you know what? While everybody wants the Redskins to be the Patriots, right? Who wouldn't? Nobody in their right mind should even be expecting that or asking for that. That is a once in a lifetime, a once in a generation type situation. You know what I want the Redskins to be? I want the Redskins to be the Philadelphia Eagles. I want the Redskins to be, people are going to get mad at this, what the Dallas Cowboys have become. I want the Washington Redskins to be, for the most part, what the New York Giants have been about. I want the Washington Redskins to be on the same level playing field as their three most cherished and hated rivals. That's what I want. I don't want the Washington Redskins to be the New England Patriots, because that is simply not going to happen. I want the Washington Redskins to be on the same level playing field, organizationally and on the field, as their three division rivals. I want the Washington Redskins to be a division title and championship game contender every year. Now, that might be a lot to ask, because they're asking for the same thing in Detroit. They're asking for the same thing once again in San Francisco after so many years of dominance with the 49ers. They're asking the same thing. Well, I don't know if they're asking the same thing in Oakland, because they're upset that the Raiders are leaving, but that's basically the Oakland Raider mentality, fan mentality. They're asking the same thing in Pittsburgh, where the Steelers didn't make the playoffs last year and have fallen, not on hard times, but have fallen short more often than not over the last couple of years. They're seeing Ben Roethlisberger's career. They're seeing the end, the light at the end of the tunnel. They know they're running out of time with their franchise quarterback. Those teams, specifically the Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe the Kansas City Chiefs, perhaps the Houston Texans, perhaps the Indianapolis Colts, those teams can shoot to be the New England Patriots. What we need around here is for the Washington Redskins to just be on the same level playing ground, organizationally and on the field, as the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's not to say that those organizations are perfect. That's not to say that they don't do things wrong. That's not to say they don't have some level of chaos. But if we're being honest, and if we're being totally honest, if we're peeling back, again, multiple layers of that onion, they're not on the same level playing ground as the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, and the New York Giants. They're not. So before they can be with the NFL elite, the New England Patriots, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, who again we're just talking about within the division, but before they can get to that NFL elite category, they need to be on better footing inside their own division, inside their own grouping, inside their own home. And that's on the field and off the field. And that's what we want. That's what I want. I think that's what every one of us wants. I think that's what you deserve. So sometimes, when it's the same old song and dance, when there's chaos about, get a little frustrated. But I'm here to tell you this. Despite all of that, and despite the gloom and doom, and despite the negativity that surrounds this team on a national level, where people think they're going to win 4 games, 5 games, people laugh at the over-under that the boys in Vegas set at 6.5 or 6.25, depending on what book you're looking at. I've said this a million times, and I'll say it again tonight. They are absolutely going to win more than 6 games. They are absolutely better than the boys in Vegas think they are. They are absolutely going to be in contention for a playoff spot into December. I don't know if they will make it. I don't know. And I am not doing shtick. I do believe that this team is heading in the right direction on the field. I do believe that. I believe they have some really, really difficult decisions to make, and they better be careful about how they manage it, because they cannot afford to set back whatever progress has been made, granted, through 2-7-9 seasons, an 8-7-1 season, and a 9-7 magic carpet ride over the last 4 years. They cannot afford a single setback. Not one. Not one. Because there's already going to be some natural attrition. Reuben Foster, injury, done for the season. There's already going to be more questions, problems. Do they have enough talent? All that stuff. They can't afford to have any colossal decisions go awry. They can't afford that if they're going to compete this year. And we all know this is a basically make or break type year, right? As it should be. So I ask you this at 800-636-1067. And I've said this 100 times. I think the Redskins are better than just about every national pundit. Most have the Redskins winning between 4 and 6 games. I'm going to go one step further. I think the Redskins are going to win a minimum of 7. And I think legitimately, and in my heart of hearts, I think the Redskins could win 8 or 9. I do not think they could win more than 9, even if a lot of things break right. So I ask you this at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Am I crazy to think that the Redskins are shoo-in to win 7 or more games? Let's phrase it like that. Because, again, we can debate the merits of 8 wins, 9 wins. Could they get more than that? Are they a 4-win team, 5-win team, whatever? Am I crazy? Yes. The answer to that part of the question, the topic, is yes, I am crazy. I'm a lunatic. I'll admit that. Am I crazy to think that the Washington Redskins are better than a 7-win team? Am I crazy to think that? To believe that? To believe that? And I've said this before. As a matter of fact, I even made a bet with Grant and Danny. I believe the exact terms were they have to win 7 or more games in order to have me avoid shaving my head. So, again, this is on the record, but I'm asking for you, am I crazy? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. This is Overtime. We're just getting rocking and rolling here on a Wednesday night in the nation's capital and beyond on The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.